And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
One of my favorite quotes of all time, and I've mentioned it before, is by anthropologist Margaret Mead. She said, "Never doubt that a small, thoughtful group of people can change the world. Indeed, it's all that ever has." I've seen numerous examples of this great maxim, and there are examples of it happening right here, right now, in Northumberland. Nowhere does the world have to change more than in the world of politics, especially at the local level. And it's going to require a whole bunch of small, thoughtful groups to take on, challenge, and collaborate with those in political power. The good news is, we have two promising groups, one in Port Hope and one in Coburg. The key word is promising, because most things start with a lot of promise. But that's just planting the seed. Any process has three parts. One, getting started, the promise. Two, sticking with it. And three, finishing. Most of the time, the process fails in step two, sticking with it. It looks like the Port Hope Ratepayers Association is active, growing, and sticking with it. And, along with the Coburg Ratepayers Association, the CTA, we've seen how challenging the politicians can turn into collaboration and cooperation and create a better community. In Coburg, over the last few weeks, the CTA has demonstrated how a small, committed group can begin to make a difference. And at the core of their purpose is generating much more public engagement, the opening up of the governing of the community to the strength of all the people, not just leaving it to the elected few. Last week, CTA held a successful open house with an excellent turnout of residents. It was an exchange of information, a sharing of ideas, and consensus building around important issues. The turnout was excellent. When asked, was it a success? One person said, "Hell yes," with one exception. Now remember, the primary purpose is public engagement between citizens and the politicians. Well, the good news is, all councillors showed up and engaged in the discussion. But Mayor Brockenier and Deputy Mayor Henderson were no-shows. The mayor RSVP'd no, but the deputy mayor didn't even reply. Any politician who doesn't see the merit, the value, in this kind of citizen activity just does not understand the basics of good governance, does not take full responsibility for the leadership position they have been elected to, and certainly doesn't understand the meaning of public engagement. Last week I wrote a blog about a book written on the failure of politicians to engage the public. The book is entitled, "I'm Right and You're an Idiot: The Toxic State of Public Discourse and How to Clean It Up." It's by James Hogan. He's chair of the David Suzuki Foundation. Check out the blog at straightspeak.com and read the book. What the CTA is doing is an example of collaboration, and the mayor and deputy mayor need to understand that leadership begins and ends with public engagement. And it starts by showing up whenever any small group of thoughtful citizens gather to talk about political issues. I suggest that every politician read that book. We all should. Think about it and get engaged.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.